love, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Girl Essentials Podcast. I am your wonderful, divine host, Marquita, joining you, of course, on our favorite day of the week, Podcast Wednesdays. I got a quick question for y'all, and I probably know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. How many of you have a diverse circle of friends? A diverse circle of friends or people that you consider yourself to be close to, those individuals that you share your creative ideas with, some of the intimate parts and pieces of your life. How many of you have this exclusive group of friends that you confide in and that you can bounce the ideas off of each other? You can talk about your fears, your dreams, your goals, and everything that is in that head of yours. I'm probably sure most of you have that circle of friends, even if you can count them on one hand. For me, I feel that I'm at a space in my life where I have just begun to create that circle of friends. And as I sit back and look at everyone that is within my circle creatively and also personally, professionally, they come from different backgrounds, different associations, different walks of life. But the one thing that makes the group so unique is that they're different. Their experiences are different. Their families are different. Their crafts are different. But collectively, it works. It flows. They can come to me with something. I can come to them with something. And when I think about this group of friends, they each speak to different parts of me. I might have one friend that speaks to my heart. I have another friend that speaks to my mind. They take on different parts of me and I take on different parts of them, but it's all positive and we encourage one another. And I like to consider them to be very eclectic, very eclectic in nature because it pulls from various sources. And I like to have that group of friends. And the reason why is because where I'm weak in one area, they may be strong and vice versa. But that's what makes up the uniqueness. So today I want to touch on eclectic soul. Eclectic soul. And I was thinking about why I wanted to name this podcast episode Eclectic Soul. And I thought about back in, I want to say probably, oh gosh, maybe 20, oh, was it before college? I can't think, but it was in the early 2000s that me and two of my college girlfriends, we decided that we wanted to create this clothing line together, right? And one of my girlfriends is Jersey. She's from Jersey and the other friend is from DC. So it was three totally different styles coming together collectively to create different pieces. And we were coming up with different names and Eclectic had actually come up. And at first we started gathering ideas. We were going to different vendors and picking out different things that spoke to us. And I'm a Southern girl, okay? Country girl at heart. So a lot of the things that I picked out, they're like, oh, that's so country. Or if they picked us, I'm like, oh, you know, that's so city, that's so DC, that's so Jersey, and da 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 da. So we had fun creating that. But the thing that made it so unique is that we came from different parts and walks of life. So collectively, we were moving towards the same goal, but the relationship was so beautiful, right? So I thought about that when I was creating this episode. I'm like, okay, collective soul, because each one of those friends spoke to different parts of me and they inspired different areas of my life. And that's how a relationship should be. You should have a circle of friends that are, for one, you can trust and that are close to you. But it's them being so eclectic and different and various and having different ideas, viewpoints, and being able to have those types of discussions with those friends. But at the end of the day, knowing that you're moving towards the same goal, you're moving towards the same vision, and you're able to support one another. That's the beauty of it. That is the beauty of it. And that's what I feel that relationships should be in. So how do you tie that into a spiritual creative, right? I was actually having a conversation with one of my associates. He's actually in a speaking program with me, Zelik. Love him to death. He's actually from South Carolina and he is on Broadway. So shout out to Zelik. He actually has a podcast too. Plug that at the end. But I say all that to say, I was having a conversation with him and we're usually talking about class, but then of course we branch off and we talk about, you know, our days, our weeks, some of the things that we experience and, you know, the lessons that we learned from it. But the thing that I admire about those types of conversations within the spiritual realm is that we are spiritual creatives. And during the conversations that we have, we talk about our experiences with Yah. We talk about how he speaks to us, how he moves through us, whether that be through our craft, through conversations with people. But we use those experiences to create. We do. We use those experiences to create. And when we're sharing our stories with one another, we get that inspiration. We get that vibe and he can talk to me and I can talk to him and he'll speak to a part of me or I'll speak to a part of him. And then it's that spark. And before you know, we're like, oh, I think you should do this. Or, you know, I should think you should do that. And so that's how that exchange happens. But the differences are what makes us so unique. The differences in our experiences, the way that we handle those experiences, the way that we share them, the way that we move on from them, we learn from them. Those are the things that makes the relationship so unique. So unique. So being a spiritual creative in this space, especially when you are used to operating in one dynamic. You're used to operating one specific way. So when you're bringing new things into the mix, it can be scary. It can be very scary because you're stepping outside of your norm. And then when you meet other people that encourage you or push you outside of your norm, you kind of stand back like, do I really want to do this? Is this right? Well, why? I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to feel scared. I don't want to feel any different than what I did. Like all of these thoughts pop up in your mind, and before you know it, sometimes you talk yourself out of it. But when you're engaging in that conversation and that person is encouraging you and opening your eyes and your heart and your mind and your soul to different things, different elements, different feelings, different forms of artistic expression, that is beautiful. That is so beautiful to me. And as I'm learning and growing more in my life, learning more about myself and the types of relationships that I want to have, I find myself really attracting a lot of creatives. And it's so funny. It's funny in a positive way because I get my inspiration, especially during those times when you don't want to create, you don't want to do anything, and you're just like, oh, I want to rest. And you're having a, what do you call them? A mental fog. You're having that. But then you might have a conversation, you may read a book, they may recommend something to you, and it speaks to you, it inspires you. And before you know it, you're creating. So when we talk about eclectic soul and how important it is to develop those creative circles, because sometimes you may go through a season where you just don't feel like you're yourself. And you may need that person close to you to talk to you through that process or to help pull you out. Now, I do understand that when you go through certain things, sometimes it's meant for you to go through those things alone because I've been there. However, it's always reassuring to know that someone is there on the other side once you come out. Now, it'll be different if you had no one there waiting for you, ready to embrace you with love and open arms. So to be able to navigate through different experiences in your life, knowing that you have that close-knit circle that loves and supports you, that's beautiful. And I think that's what every relationship should be like. Now, is every relationship like that? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. However, that's not to say it's not possible, because it is possible. It is possible to have those types of relationships. But I personally feel that in order to have those types of relationships, you must first develop a relationship with yourself and understand who you are, what you want, what you don't want, your ideal relationship. And once you're able to tap into that, you will start to attract the right people. You will start to attract those spiritual creatives, those individuals that can not only uplift you, not only can speak life into you, not only can give you ideas, but they're there. They are there for you and will stand beside you. Definitely will stand beside you. And I heard this saying a while ago. They said, what was it? I hope I don't mess this up. But it was talking about, sometimes your blessings come into your life on two legs. I think that's what it is, y'all. I think that's what it is. But when I heard that, I was like, you know what? Dad, I see you working. I see you working and you know exactly what it is that I need, when I need it, and how I need it. So sometimes your blessings come into your life on two legs. And that can be through people. So it's very important for you to not only know yourself, but know the relationship that you have with the Father. Know the relationship that you need to have, how that relationship looks, how it feels. And that comes from praying every day, reading your word, surrounding yourself with the right people, asking for discernment in order to place you into spaces where you can meet those people that are required for your next step. It's so important. So I will say that you shouldn't judge a book by its cover. And that's true. You should not, because I can tell you right now, the people that I know, I never in a million years would think I would be associating with them. And it's nothing negative towards them. But I'm just like, really? We are two totally different people from two opposite sides of the world. But when we come together collectively, it works. And it's a beautiful thing. So I'm just learning the beauty of relationships. And it's so amazing. It's so amazing. And it's fun. And like I said in the previous episode, your best relationships will definitely come later on in your life. And it's going to be different. You're going to meet different people that might not fit this idea of what you feel that they should. But that's okay. Because as I stated before, sometimes your blessing will come into your life on two legs. I want you to remember that. Put it on a sticky note, because it's going to come back. You're going to remember what I said, all right? I cannot think of who actually said that, but I know. I know that it was something that stood out to me. And ever since then, I take that. I take that, and it's been amazing. And for me to know that God is working in my life, He is working through people, and He chose me. You know what I'm saying? Like, He chose me. He chose all of that. And I'm just very excited about it. I really am. And I couldn't ask for a better father. I couldn't ask for a better experience than the one I have right now. And it's beautiful, and I love it. I absolutely love it. And I love my dad. Love you. But I just wanted to talk about that today, you guys, because the relationships that I have right now are just so beautiful. And I really want you all to experience that. I honestly do. Everyone deserves to experience what that feels like. And when you are able to experience that, it will change your life forever. Change your life. Because it's definitely changed mine, all right? And before I wrap up, I actually mentioned my good associate, Zalik. He actually has a podcast called Human in the Mirror. Check him out. He is on Spotify. And he and I actually had a conversation relating to the creative space. And it's always a vibe. So I definitely want to make sure that I circle back around to shout him out in this podcast, because he is one of my creative inspirations, and he's from the Carolinas. So just had to plug that in. So there we go with that. But of course, with any and everything, I will always leave you with peace, love, and endless light. And until next episode, I will talk to you all soon. Peace.